The report from the National Council on Crime and Delinquency uses numbers from 2004. It finds that disparities are most striking for African American youth. In Wisconsin, black youths are sent to adult prisons at more than three times the national rate. Study author Barry Crisberg says Wisconsin is the clearest example of what's wrong with how the justice system treats minority youth.
When you consider that we have spent millions on research and diversity training to address this issue, to see so little progress suggests what we have been doing has not been working.
Crisberg says although white youth commit more crimes, they're much more likely to have parents who will hire lawyers and counselors to keep their child out of jail.
The response to them is often private schools, private therapy, purchased by medical care, a range of non-system alternatives when parents with resources can sort of buy their kids out of the system. The fundamental legitimacy of the justice system isn't called into question when you've got this kind of disparity.
UW-Madison sociologist Pamela Oliver, who has studied racial disparities in the criminal justice system, says one of the key drivers for the racial disparity is that poor minority neighborhoods get more attention from police, making it easier for young people to be arrested for low-level crimes.
For any given bad thing that you do, you're more likely to get caught for it in a heavily policed neighborhood. That can produce a pattern of people having records so that the next time something happens, they get treated worse. This is a very, very serious problem. We have social policies that are doing harm to people, that are doing active harm to people, and that we really have to care enough about trying to change them.
Barry Crisberg says some communities have put funds into alternative to incarceration programs that have had an impact. He points to Chicago, where the detention rate has been cut in half.
Basically, Chicago invested in alternative programs in the neighborhoods where the kids live and run by community groups in those neighborhoods. And so it made a big difference. I think this is an area where we know what can work. It's a matter of really dedicating resources.
Most of the state's incarcerated minority youth are from Milwaukee. A veteran Milwaukee police officer who just resigned his post as chair of the state parole commission says there's no mystery about why Wisconsin ranks so high on the racial disparity index. Leonard Wells points to three issues.
We have a law that says if a juvenile commits a violent crime, it's like an automatic waiver into adult court. You correlate that with two other issues that are going on here in Milwaukee, the end of W-2 and an educational system that has just pretty much imploded in our face. We're doing everything wrong.
Today, Governor Jim Doyle will announce appointment of a state commission charged with reducing the incarceration rates for minorities, both adults and juveniles. Wells says it's long overdue. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.